Joe Woz is here. This is an issue that has never happened in Joe's life, the notion of your voice not being heard.
No, that's just very rare.
Good morning. It's nice to see you. Joe, in addition to being a gadget guy, as I just noticed, he has his two-way wrist TV Android watch, I think. Is that what that is?
It's a Pebble Android
watch.
Yeah,
the official watch. Joe is executive director and founder of the Toonzeum, and I asked Joe to join us today. He's also an old friend. The Toonzeum in the Cultural District continues to grow, and you've got a couple things going on. First, today there's the Golden Books.
Yes, today's our Golden Book celebration. We have a new exhibit called Golden Legacy, 65 Years of Golden Books. And it's a remarkable exhibit featuring just unbelievable artists. And, you know, it's a part of everyone's childhood. You know, Golden Books have sold over 1 billion copies.
Wow.
So since the 1940s, so that's quite a legacy. And we're celebrating. So we have a special event this evening from 4 to 7, hosted by the Bear family, Greg and Yuling Bear and their children. And we have some guest readers. Mr. McFeely will be there. Sally Wiggin will be there. We'll be making buttons out of old Golden Books and
nice.
Having a fun celebration.
What are some titles that, for people may not remember exactly what the book series is, they'll remember the titles?
You'll remember Tootle the Train. You'll remember The Pokey Little Puppy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The Tawny Lion. And countless more, thousands. Even Mr. Rogers had a Golden Book at one time.
Really?
We actually found a copy of it, and Mr. McFeely will be reading that today.
Oh, so that's great.
How great is that?
Yeah, the Golden Book series, I remember the Pokey Little Puppy is one that immediately came to mind for me.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because the artwork, you know, when we think children's books, we think of these very simple, you know, line art illustrations. And a lot of these artists were coming from Europe during World War II, and they brought with them a very painterly skill set. So the artwork is just beautiful and remarkable. And a lot of these people, you know, Mary Blair and Tiber Gurgley, and, you know, they worked for Disney.
Yeah.
And then came over and would work for Golden Books, and the artwork is just unbelievable.
Now, the Toonzeum is in the Cultural District right on...
On Liberty Avenue.
Thank you. Yes. I was going to say Penn, and then I said, nope, Liberty. Right on Liberty Avenue. And it's a great time to be in the Cultural District now because the Pittsburgh International Children's Festival kicked off last week, and it continues today and tomorrow. So you can enjoy the Children's Festival, which has moved. It's now in the Cultural District downtown. In fact, SLB was there yesterday, will be there today and tomorrow, and we've been having a lot of fun. I believe Ben Rutkowski and Shanessa Schuler are going to be there today. I'm going to be there tomorrow. And you can check out the Toonzeum as part of the same time.
Yes, absolutely. If you're attending any of their, you've bought a ticket to any of their events happening in any of the theaters, that ticket stub will get you into the Toonzeum for free. Up till 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, we have our event, and that's $25 for a whole family. So we're going to be giving away Golden Books at that and everything. But throughout the day, you can enjoy the festival and then stop on over to the Toonzeum. At 1 o'clock, we have a cartooning demonstration. At 2:30, we'll have my performance of Once Upon a Toon, which is storytelling with live cartoon illustration.
That's all happening. Now, you've also got this 8-bit thing coming up.
Yes. Just in previews right now, it's called Art Bit, the 8-bit art of Victor Dandridge. And it is really neat. For those who aren't familiar with what 8-bit is, think of video games from the late 80s and early 90s. Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong. That style.
The first Pac-Man was
first
like
Pac-Man,
that.
Pac-Man, yeah.
Rather than fluid figures, almost like pixelated blocks.
Yes, and the pixelated blocks, I mean, when we think about that, you know, the closest comparison in the art world is when you think of tile murals. Tile murals are essentially 8-bit art.
Yeah, I always think
square pixels.
Yeah, I think about the numbers on checks at the bottom too, which are kind of rounded.
Yes,
but
yeah,
in the early days of computerization, that's the way we looked at. You know, that font is kind of like your early futuristic world of the future
that's
font.
That's absolutely it. And what's neat about this exhibit is it sort of reimagines characters from pop culture as if they were sort of these 8-bit characters from the early 90s. And we didn't title any of the art. There's 160 pieces up. They're printed on about trading card size. And we've left them all untitled so that the guests visiting, they can fill out a sheet to see how many they can identify. And whoever gets the most right, we're going to put in a drawing, and they're going to win all kinds of prizes. So it's going to be a neat thing.
Oh, what a good idea. And when does this open?
It is actually open in previews now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll officially open next week. And then we have the artist actually visiting from Columbus, Ohio. We'll be visiting the first week of June.
Was he here, do you happen to know, for Maker Faire?
He was not.
There was an 8-bit exhibit,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of 8-bit artists. It's sort of this rising movement. Victor was one of sort of at the forefront of this. I met him at the Chicago C2E2, which is a Comic-Con there, and he just had this crowd around him trying to identify all these characters. And I saw that, and I go, wow, this is great. This needs to be an exhibit.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, that's also at the Toonseum, and today's a good day for... The Big Little Books. That's a different series.
That's
the Golden
one, yeah.
Books. You remember the Big Little Books?
I remember Big Little Books too.
Those were fun. I can't remember much art from those, but
they used a lot of comic strip titles.
Huh.
So you were seeing, you know, a lot of comic strip titles carry over into the Big Little Books.
Yeah. There's just so many. And somewhere in my garage now, you've got me thinking the Golden Book Encyclopedia. Golden Book Encyclopedia. Yeah. This beautiful. Encyclopedias for children.
There's so much they did. It's well over 1,000 titles.
Well, today, starting at 1 o'clock for the party and celebration of Golden Books.
4 o'clock for the party.
Four for the party.
Yeah, 4 to 7.
And what time does the Toonseum open today?
The Toonseum is opening at 9 a.m. today. So we're open about an hour and a half earlier than we normally do to accommodate everybody there at the festival so they can swing on by and take a look at some of our exhibits.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here so early. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, the Toonseum changes exhibits every few months. There's always something new. I guess the big surprise that I'm going to reveal on your show is our summer exhibit.
Oh, sure.
We have our When Universes Collide. We're going to have original art from both Marvel Comics and DC Comics. And we are going to go head-to-head. You know, Batman versus Iron Man, Superman versus Hulk. And we're going to see, answer that age-old question, who would win?
Off-the-wall question, and I'm having trouble remembering the name of the book. Written by Michael Chabon that talks about comics.
Oh, Cavalier and Clay.
Yeah, have you read that?
Oh, yes, yes.
What did
yes.
you think of that book?
I love it. I love, it's such a... shows such respect for that golden age of comics and the creators.
Yeah, that book, and such a non sequitur. I don't know if you have read that book, but Joe and I both have. And I was thinking, hard not for me to think of Joe when I was reading that book. But it's a fictionalized story about I think they're all men, coming of age, not only loving comics, but getting involved in the industry. And it kind of rings true, right?
It was very well grounded in fact. Yeah. It really was well grounded in fact.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to read. And again, you know, it is fiction, but it's, I guess how you would call that historically based fiction, but just lots of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of great books out there about that era. So we carry a lot of them at the Toonseum, too.
Yeah. Well, look for Joe at the Toonseum. Look for the 8-bit exhibit and previews now. Look for the Little Golden Book Celebration starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon.